8:30 a.m. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day today. If you haven't already, go ahead, click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps our channel out. Definitely know that we're providing the best value for you guys. That's best tech news, updates, privacy updates, software, just keeping you guys informed of what's happening out in the tech world. All right. And yeah, guys, you know, before moving forward, I just like to thank you guys so much for, you know, just following us on different social media channels, and, you know, definitely especially on YouTube. You guys that have been watching us since day one, you know, we're becoming more and more popular. You know, if you haven't already, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. We're called Electronic Editions on LinkedIn as well. We'll leave links in the description below for our social media channels too. All right, but without further ado, let's just get started. You know, we're just gonna keep this nice brief, give you guys some relevant news here. So as you guys can see, Post Malone Pokemon concert. So how to watch the Pokemon Post Malone concert. Pokemon is hosting a virtual concert to celebrate its milestone 25th anniversary, with US rapper Post Malone set to headline the event. The Pokemon 25th anniversary Pokemon Day technically falls on February 27th, as this was when Pocket Master Red and Green, later to be released as Pokemon Red and Blue outside Japan, released in 1996. But rather than celebrate on just one day, after all, there are several potential Pokemon anniversaries the company is celebrating throughout 2021 as a part of a year-long event called Pokemon 25. So let's go into this article, guys, to see how you can watch the Pokemon Post Malone concert. All right, so you guys, a lot of you guys may really like this. All right. So given that the Pokemon franchise is one of the biggest media franchises in the world, it's no surprise that we're seeing the company splash out big time. We've already seen Pokemon teaming up with McDonald's top pop Pokemon cards into Happy Meals, and there are a lot of celebration-themed in-game content set to arrive for a range of Pokemon titles. But the P25 music program, which the Pokemon virtual concert is kicking off, is probably one of the biggest elements of the celebration Pokemon has planned for this year. Seeing that the Pokemon company collaborating with Universal Music Group to debut new songs from a wide range of artists, featuring rising artists and award-winning superstars like pop icon Katy Perry. More information of the P25 music program will be announced throughout the year, but it's being kicked off with an almighty bang as the Pokemon Day virtual concert sees a virtual Post Malone performing. We're sure to see some Pokemon make an appearance too in what Pokemon is calling a massive online party. Want to attend yourself? Right, so of course you guys do, right? So as you can see this virtual Post Malone. Very, very interesting. This definitely looks like him. Tattoos and everything. So the Pokemon Day virtual concert takes place February 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. GMT, and, you know, 6 a.m. EST, right? So there's no word on how long the concert will last, but Pokemon has called the concert a wild celebration of Pokemon's 25 years, with lots of unexpected surprises in store. In addition, the company has urged fans to stay tuned at the end of the concert. More thrilled P25 announcement, right? So how do we watch this concert? So the Pokemon concert is completely free to watch and will be available watch on live on Twitch, YouTube, and the official Pokemon 25 website. The entire event will be taking place virtually, so don't worry, you're not missing out on a real life concert. The virtual concert stream will go live in an hour or so before the main event. There's no word on yet whether there will be any sort of pre-show. So it looks like it's definitely, you know, if you guys are in the US, you guys are in Eastern Standard Time, right? You know, so it looks like it's going to happen the 27th. And if we look on our calendar, we can see that the 27th is on a Saturday, it falls on. So interesting. So it'd be on Twitch, guys, YouTube, or the Pokemon 25 website. All right. And it looks like there's a short little clip. Let's watch this short little video.
It's crazy. I never would have guessed we would be here today. After 25 years, it's you, the fans, that make all this possible. It's been a wild journey so far. But now we're here. And it feels so good.
That's amazing. We got Post Malone, virtual Post Malone, and Pokemon. That is amazing, guys. So definitely check that out, guys. If you want more information too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can definitely learn more about this concert as well. All right. Moreover, we got Hammerhead Karoo 2 review. So it looks like this is a e-bike. There's a lot to like about the Hammerhead Karoo 2 bike computer, which gives rivals from Garmin and Wahoo a run for their money. Expect Android smartphone style performance and functions combined with excellent usability from the rugged yet refined head unit for an end product that's a little pricey but very, very impressive. Let's see if there's any videos or any pictures of this bike. As you can see, the first photo is of the kind of odometer of the bike. It looks very intuitive. Looks like a nice touchscreen GPS type. So nice GPS screen up front. All right, and as you can see, different aspects of the bike as well too. Looks like this is the GPS monitor clipped. Looks like you can kind of set this up as well too. So it looks like this is, the GPS that actually is connecting to the bike, right? So it's a bike computer. So it's not actually the full bike, guys. I apologize about that. It's actually the bike computer. So there's a lot to like about the bike, the Hammerhead Karoo 2 bike computer, right? So the pros that they give on this is it has high resolution screen, responsive touch screen, guys, and comes with a robust mount, right? So the cons of this device, it's relatively pricey, menus take time to master, and it's exposed charge port, which could be pretty bad if it's raining. You don't want this to probably get wet. Hopefully this is waterproof and stuff like that, right? So it features excellent build quality, plenty of practical features that cyclists need for the great outdoors, and it's easy to use thanks to Android power smartphone like interface. Navigation is a doodle thanks to the built-in GPS and intuitive map system. Plus there's integration with the likes of Strava, Training Peaks, Ride with GPS, and more. The Hammerhead Karoo 2 offers also benefits from a rugged design that can be quickly mounted to your bike, while its battery life is more than enough to ensure you get from one location to another without the need for a recharge. It even comes with a USB port in case you need to charge your smartphone. However, this bike computer on board, you can leave your phone behind and use the Hammerhead Karoo 2 for all your navigation needs instead. So that is very, very interesting. Very amazing, guys. Right, so what's the price? You say it's pricey, what's the price? The Hammerhead Karoo 2 bike computer is available now directly from Hammerhead. It costs $400, right? So 359 euros and 500 Aussie, so the Australian dollar. Very, very cool, guys. So if you want to learn more about the setup, the designs, the features, kind of the internal specs, the software, all about this interesting bike computer, guys, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more. Moreover, we got the Liper Tech Sound Free S20 review. These looks like these are wireless earbuds. So if you're looking for a budget-friendly wireless earbuds, guys, the Liper Tech Sound Free S20 are a great choice. Their intuitive controls and excellent connectivity makes using them a breeze, while a long battery life ensures you won't be stranded without tunes during a workout or commute. The audio quality, while not perfect, is very good for the price too. So definitely interesting. Let's see if there's any videos, any photos, more of these headphones. As you can see, the first photo here look pretty. They look kind of like similar to the J Labs, very similar concept. I have a pair of J Labs myself, so they look very similar to the J Labs, and they're nice. So it looks like the pros for this is that it's a great price, excellent connectivity, has a bassy sound. Cons are its build feels a little cheap, soundstage could be more spacious, right? So if you're looking for budget wireless headphones, the LiperTech Soundfree S20 could be a great investment. That's easy on your bank balance. So they burst onto the wireless earbud scene with the LiperTech PurePlay Z3, formerly known as the LiperTech Tevi before name change, which blew us away with their good audio performance, great design and value at $100. The LiperTech Soundfree S20 are still cheaper, coming at $69, guys, and undercutting popular true wireless headphones like the Sony WF-1000XM3 and the Apple AirPods 2 2019. By significant margin. So despite their low price, it doesn't feel like the LiperTech has cut corners with this sound S, with the Soundfree S20. So that's very interesting, guys. Right, so it looks like the quality is really good, but the pricing is pretty low. So if you're looking for good quality, good price, easy on your pockets, you know, you might want to check these headphones out, guys. So if you want to learn more about these headphones, guys, follow us on LinkedIn. You can click into the article and learn more. We also have the Bose noise canceling headphones, UC700. So the Bose headphones, guys, we all know they're very top notch, very nice headphones. The Bose 700 series are a high quality solution, and the UC dongle makes them even easier to deploy, but doesn't make them any cheaper. The Sony WH-1000XM3 still offers much better battery life for significantly less outlay, right? So if we click on this, let's see if there's any photos or any videos of this headphones. As you can see, the Bose headphones are very high quality, and you can see the material here. Some of you guys may have seen this design as well too. I've seen the similar silver design as well. Looks very intuitive, very nice. It looks like it has a USB connectivity as well. Very, very interesting. Noise canceling is very, very on par, very on brand for Bose, and it's just amazing. So it looks like the pros for this headphones is that it's outstanding noise cancellation. It's terrific design. It's simple to use, right? The cons is that it costs even more than before, right? So these headphones are really, really expensive. So the original Bose noise canceling headphones 700 cost $400 in the US, $350 in the UK when it launched, right? But you can get them for as little as $280 from online retailers and €300 directly from Bose, right? So the UC, the new UC version is $450 or €389 or €390, guys, making them significantly more expensive than their predecessor, the Bose QuietComfort 35-2 headphones. The developing theme appears to be at each new product release is price hiked by $50 over the headphones that they replaced, which makes sense. The pricing is somewhat odd strategy, since its strong competitor, the Sony, can be found at just $247.96 at Amazon. It has superior audio to our ears and a longer battery life. The only crumb of comfort for Bose fans is that, as was proven with the vanilla 700 series, the economic realities of the audio accessory market will soon take hold and drag the 700 UC pricing down to earth with a bump, right? So the design, the comfort, and everything like that with Bose, we know the quality is up there. It's just the pricing. But you have other competitor headphones like Sony was talking about, and other previous Bose headphones too, which definitely have very high quality, very nice sound quality as well. So, you know, for this headphones, guys, $450, let us know if you guys think this is a good price. You can leave a comment below. Let us know what your favorite headphones are. All right, if you want to learn more about this as well, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You can click into the article and learn more about there as well. Moreover, guys, we got the Moto E71 Power. E7i Power is Moto's cheapest phone in a while. It comes with a big battery. Motorola is no stranger to packing big batteries in affordable phones, and the newly unveiled Moto E7i Power continues the trend, offering a 5,000 milliamp battery and costing just 79 euros, around 110 US dollars. That makes it one of the cheapest smartphones you can buy, and Motorola claims that the battery keeps it going for 2 days. More specifically, the Moto E7i Power can apparently manage up to 14 hours of streamed video, up to 12 hours of web browsing, or up to 76 hours of streamed music, guys. That is amazing, guys. So if you want to check out this phone, you want to learn more about it, it's called the Motorola E7i, right? It has a very great battery life, and it's very great on price. All right, so definitely check that out. If you want to learn more, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you'd be able to learn more, guys. Samsung news. Looks like Samsung begins rolling out potentially life-saving smartwatch updates, right? So Samsung has begun rolling out an update that will add blood pressure monitoring to two of its most recent smartwatches, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 and the Galaxy Watch Active 2. Last month, we learned that Samsung was prepared a firmware update that would unlock the new feature, and it's now finding its way onto thousands of wrists around the world. The rollout begins today, February 22nd, and is expected to take a few weeks to complete. So don't worry if you haven't just received it yet, guys. So definitely be aware of this update, guys, and we'll keep you updated with this smartwatch update that's going to be life-saving for a lot of people, right? So I know in our previous episodes, we talked about Samsung adding some updates. They're in the works. So it looks like they're still in the works. They're officially adding this new feature. So the rollout, you know, it begins, it actually began yesterday, since it's the 23rd today, and it's expected to take the next few weeks to be really official and finalized. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated as well. Again, guys, if you want to learn more about this and really stay connected to the updates and the source, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into this article, and you guys can learn more. All right, guys, we also have Xbox news. Xbox Series X FPS boost could work on Xbox 360 and original Xbox games in the near future, right? So Microsoft's new FPS boost feature on Xbox Series S and Xbox Series S, which has the potential to quadruple the frame rate of older games without any input from developers, could improve Xbox 360 and original Xbox games. Xbox Director of Program Management Jason Ronald revealed the news during an appearance of Kinda Funny podcast, Thanks Pure Xbox, but noted that the team is focusing on Xbox One generation titles first, right? So that is very, very, very interesting, guys, right? So guys, if you want to learn more about this piece of news with this new Xbox, you know, boost feature, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can definitely learn more. All right. So moreover, they say that right now we're focused primarily on Xbox One generation titles because we've seen the best results there. We're still evaluating, can we bring this technology back to Xbox 360 games or original Xbox games, Ronald says. The majority of Xbox 360 games and original Xbox games in particular ran at 30 frames per second. Using the FPS boost feature, is possible that Microsoft could retroactively double or even quadruple the frame rates of these titles, which would provide smoother and more responsive gameplay experience, which would be very great for everybody that has an Xbox, right? Better graphics, just better all around, right? So the FPS boost works only with a small selection of titles currently, with Watch Dogs 2, Far Cry 4, UFC 4, New Super Lucky's Tales, Sniper Elite 4. It's not something that can be easily applied to every backwards compatible game though, as the technology can create some problems depending on how the game is coded. The techniques that we've come up with will not work on every title. We've actually gotten some games working, and honestly, I'm playing the game. right? So that's what they say, right? So it's super awesome. It feels nice. It's buttery smooth. But then all of a sudden realize, oh, this character over the corner is animating twice as fast, Ronald explained. Or maybe three quarters of the way through the game, all of a sudden we find physics breaking bugs because the system's running the game so fast, the game doesn't actually know how to handle that, right? So this is something that I believe these coders and these teams are a part of, you know, that are working in Microsoft to boost this feature, right, guys? They're working hard to try to get these games to work, these backward compatible games, to have the best graphics, right? But it's gonna take some time. So I obviously believe, you know, over a period of the year, more and more backwards compatible games could be having better graphics over a period of time, guys. But it's not gonna happen automatically. You know, they already say they only have a couple of games that can do that, but you know, it's definitely going to happen over time, guys. All right, so if you want to learn more about this, guys, go ahead and follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You could definitely learn more. And Apple news, guys. So we have Apple AirPods 3s, the release date, price, leaks, and rumors. When will we see the Apple AirPods 3? With nearly 2 years having passed since the last iteration of Apple's true wireless headphones, the AirPods 2019, there are naturally already murmurs of another updated model coming our way. While there were rumors of the Apple AirPods 3 crashing into the market before 2020 was out, they were never materialized. And now everything is pointing to 2021 release date. Industry analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has speculated that next-gen AirPods would start mass production in early 2021, with new AirPods Pro model arriving in 2022. So that is very, 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 very awesome, guys. So it looks like they're still in the works, guys. They are still in the works with the AirPods 3s, right? So industry analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has speculated that the next-gen AirPods would start mass production in early 2021, with the new AirPods Pro model arriving in early 2022. According to 9to5 Mac and a report from June 2020, the prolific Apple analyst believes that Apple will continue to sell second-generation AirPods through this year's holiday season, replacing the popular wireless headphones with AirPods 3s in the first half of 2021. The release date has actually recently backed up by Bloomberg report, which cites people familiar with the plans. So that's interesting. Most recently, we've seen what could be the first images of the AirPods 3 from 52 Audio, along with the claims that they'll be announced in March 2021, which backs up a tweet from prolific leaker John Prosser, who claimed they'll launch on March 16th. Though he also predicted they'd be announced that with the AirPod Max, which already launched in late 2020, the new pods will apparently take their design cues from the AirPods Pros, which ditched the rigid plastic tips and super long ear stems from the 2019 Apple AirPods in favor of the silicone ear tips and the sleeker look. Whether that means they'll come with a noise cancellation as well remains to be seen. Since the original Apple AirPods launched in 2016, the true wireless earbuds have dominated the headphones market, becoming an icon of the company's slick design customs and user-friendly technologies. They weren't perfect though, and in 2019, the upgraded AirPods or AirPods 2 you'll have were furnished with Apple's H1 chip, which brought with it faster pairing times, longer battery, and a cool hands-free Hey Siri feature. The second-gen true AirPods were definite improvement upon the predecessors, but they were still easily eclipsed by the likes of the Sony WF-1000XM3 and the Cambridge Audio Melomania 1 and the Apple's owned AirPods Pros in 2019. While we haven't heard any confirmation from Apple that it will be launching AirPods 3 this year, we've still had plenty of time to come up with a wish list of all the features that we'd like to see in the next company's earbuds, right? So it looks like this is still in the works, guys, right? So you know, it looks like the Apple AirPod 3s are expected to be cheaper than the AirPod Pros, which cost $250, right? Possibly costing the same as the current AirPods 2019 with wireless charging case. that would set their price around $160, saying that it's possible that they could be more expensive, particularly if Apple adds more premium features like noise cancellation and support for spatial audio. Whether there will be a cheaper version with the standard of non-wireless charging case remains to be seen, though Apple's focus on wireless charging on the iPhone 12, it doesn't seem likely. So we will definitely see, more design leak photos. As you can see, this is another leak as well as what the AirPod 3s can look like, kind of looking like the AirPod Pros, but definitely having more features. So like they said, guys, it can be taking form of the AirPod Pros, but just a little bit better. So we will see, guys, and we'll definitely keep you updated over a period of time. All right. So that is pretty much what it is today, what it is, guys. And if you guys want to learn more about, definitely news, and especially this piece of news right here, which is really, really important, very important. I'm going to skim through it real quick before we go ahead and let you guys go here. Very important, guys, privacy updates, right? How to stop your emails from being tracked. So all of a sudden, all of the obnoxious marketing emails that crowd your inbox aren't just pushing a product. They're also tracking whether you've opened the email, when you've opened it, and where you were at the time by using software like MailChimp to embed tracking software into the message. How does it work? A single tracking pixel is embedded into the email, usually but not always, hidden with an image or link. When that email is opened, code within the pixel sends the info back to the company's server. Right, so definitely be careful, guys, of where you give your emails, who you give your emails to, which links you click in your emails, and everything of that nature. And we've been talking about this even in past episodes up until now, and we will keep talking about this, guys, as this is pertains to privacy and information is very important, right, for you guys to listen up. Right, so there have been some attempts to restrict the amount of information that can be transmitted this way. For example, since 2014, Google has served all images through its own proxy servers, which can hide your location from at least some tracking applications. And extensions such as Ugly Email and Pixelbook have developed to block trackers on Chrome and Firefox. There's also a simple basic step you can take to avoid trackers. Stop your email from automatically loading images, since images are where the majority of pixels hide. You won't be able to avoid all the trackers that can hide in your email this way, but you will be able to stop many of them, right? So here's how you can do that on a major desktop or mobile email apps, right? So you just pretty much disable image auto loading in Gmail. So how to do that in your Gmail? Real simple, guys. First, you want to click on the gear icon in the upper right corner to access your settings, and click on See All Settings. Once you're done with that, guys, you want to go ahead, click on General tab, which is the first one. Scroll down to where it says Images. Click on Images, select Asked before displaying external images. After you select that, scroll down to the bottom of the page and click Save changes. All right. Note that this will also turn off Google Gmail's dynamic email feature, which makes emails more interactive. All right. So if you want to disable the image auto loading in Microsoft Outlook, you want to go to click on File, go to Options, and then in the Outlook Options window, select Trust Center. Right. After you're doing that, you want to click on the Trust Center Settings button. After you're doing that, you want to go check the boxes labeled Don't Download Pictures Automatically in Standard HTML Messages or RSS Items, and Don't Download Pictures in Encrypted or Signed HTML Email Messages. You can make a number of exceptions to the first item if you want by checking the boxes underneath it as well. All right, and if you guys are an Apple Mail, if you guys are an iCloud, or you guys use Apple Mail, all you got to do is select Mail, go to Preferences, click on the Viewing tag, uncheck Load Remote Content in Messages, right? And then also, there's also more if you guys are on, Gmail on Android or Gmail on iOS as well, All right, so pretty much you just want to disable the image auto loading features once you get in your email, guys, right? It could be different on Yahoo, it could be different maybe on MSN or AOL, but if you, the main people, you know, emails people use nowadays are Gmail, maybe Apple Mail, Microsoft Outlook. So if you want to learn more about this, guys, as well, very relevant information, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into this article. You know, it says pretty much says how to stop your emails from being tracked, and you can go ahead, read into the article and make those adjustments. All right, guys, but